Whoa, what's up, all you dummies out there? I'm Kevin Wire, and this is the Randomness Podcast. As you can see, I'm flying solo this week. Matt has the immune system of someone who has a bad immune system. I don't know. It's not very good. So he tried to do a call-in to do the show with us today. This is how it went.
Welcome back, all you dummies. This is the randomness.
Yeah, podcast. It was disgusting.
I'm your co-host, Matt.
He couldn't even get it out.
No. Matt.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna throw up now.
Oh, it's gonna be a hell of a show.
I can't watch it.
I get sick once a month. Like, it's my damn period.
It's true, and that was enough. We were like, let's just call that. So you would just get me this week with Shadow Matt in the background. All right. Well, you know, there's no small talk between me and Shadow Matt, so we will jump right in to America's favorite podcast segment, and that is
$100 Idea.
All right, we got the barrel. Look at that. That's just going to be in the way. That's cool. That's cool. We will grab one of these. This is Matt's. Generally, he would be reading this. For those that are here for the first time, I do apologize for the weird setup. And the $100 idea segment is an idea or service that we have come up with that we feel is going to change the world, for better or for worse. We don't know. Matt put some in. I put some in. We read each other's. This week, I'll be reading his and trying to sell it to you and myself, apparently. Generally, we'd do that for each other. So let's take a look at what he has put in. I don't know if you can read it. Instant heels. I assume it has something to do with shoes, like a lady's shoe. So I will do my best to pitch the instant heels $100 idea as soon as I figure out what I'm doing. Okay, so let's just say it is for lady shoes. Instant heels, I think, could be like if a woman is like wearing flats or whatever to out, and then she has to be at a business meeting or like a dinner or something later on. Maybe like she could reach down and boom, hit a button and pop the heels. They telescope out, you know, give her like a 3 or 4 inch heel. Same shoe, but now it has a heel on it. I'm thinking that's where he was going, would have gone with that. I don't know any other way. And the only other heel that I know is like a pro wrestling thing where a bad guy is called a heel. So if you were an instant heel, I guess you could just have a button switch in your mind where you just turn into like a bad guy, like a douche instantly. Maybe you're like a calm dude and somebody's coming up on you and like, come on, sucker. And you're like, boop, instant heel, throw down a stunner or something. I don't know. I'm thinking he was probably going with the shoe thing though. For the woman that's like on the go, but then like has to get into a business meeting real quick and can just, or maybe she's like, just wants to be taller. She sees like a taller dude and wants to be like, hey, what's up? Or she's like getting ready to get into a fight and wants to intimidate the other girl by being taller. Except you wouldn't want to fight in heels, I don't think. Anyway, $100 ideas really work better when it's me and him bouncing off the ideas off each other. So tune in next week when Matt will hopefully be here in full health and we can knock out a new $100 idea. So what's been going on with me? I don't know. We didn't do a show last week. Matt was out of town where he caught whatever he's got now. So I've been doing a lot of just smaller stuff on the Ibble app, which you can get that in the description down below. We've been doing some cool things with, the app, doing a smaller version of the show called the 3 Minute Podcast. Make sure you go out and sign up for Ibble and get that so you can see the exclusive 3 Minute Podcast. I went to Walmart today, and I know that's surprising for a lot of you because I go there all the time, and a lot of my stories are from Walmart. And, you know, a lot of things bother me when I go out, and I think one thing that really bothers me is, I don't know why it does, but it does, but when an entire family goes shopping together. Like when I go, I want to go by myself. I don't want my wife to go. I don't want my kids to go. I throw my headphones in. I do the shopping and I get out. But some people bring, you know, mobs of people. So they block aisles and they're just talking over each other and loud and yelling from one aisle to the other. You know, what kind of peanut butter do we need? Crunchy. I hate crunchy. Get both. I don't know. It's just like, just do your shopping. Leave mom all at home. She can't get through Walmart anyway. So I experienced this again today. I go up to the self-checkout, which I always do. Don't hate. But I don't have to deal with people generally when I'm there. And this was the only one that was a small, like, didn't have a lot of people in it. And now I know why. This was 8 people in this, at the end of this line, right? There was a grandma that was in a motorized cart, right? There was a little bit younger lady who I assume was like her daughter. And then a younger one than that, still an adult that I assume was like the granddaughter. And it looked like the grandma had already checked out of her stuff. The mom was trying to pay for her stuff, but, you know, a card was declined. And then, it, you know, all her cash was just jammed into this purse and everything was wrinkly. It wouldn't take the money. They finally got something worked out. And then the youngest one then started checking out her, you know, items and had the same issue. Card declined, wrinkly money. There were 5 kids ranging in age, and all of them plus the grandmother had already opened a box of, like, they looked like creamsicles, and they were all just sucking away on these creamsicles and just taking up a lot of space at the end of this register. And, you know, they were loud and talking over each other again. And a couple of the kids took off and came back, you know, with a popsicle, which is fine, I guess. They already paid for them, I assume. But it's just a spectacle. And they have no idea of what's going on around them. It's just them. And, you know, I guess that's a good way to be, you know, free. But there's also some consideration when you're out in public of other people. But I just thought, I can't imagine being me and my wife and our 3 kids and, you know, my mom and my aunt you know, probably, and maybe like a service turtle, you know, whoever the people bring to go shopping. And, you know, maybe it's, there's a lot of people in the, where we live, it's pretty rural, and a lot of people are out away from that, and they only come in once a week. They only come into town once a week, once a month for some people to grab their necessities. I don't like to be there myself, let alone trying to keep track of that many people and find out what they want. I just get a list and go. So don't take your whole family shopping. Nobody likes it except for you. Just my little bit of advice. And I'm going to take a drink. And so, yeah. All my stories tend to be at Walmart. I have a story. Oh, God. I can't believe I'm going to tell this, but it's a little bit embarrassing. I was at, I was out somewhere and was at an event, and there were a public restroom area, right? So I go in and I am the only one in there. Pretty cool, right? So I go in, do my business, get up, wash my hands, and then I realize, oh man, you know, I got a boogie. I got a booger. So I got to get it, right? I'm by myself. I'm like, all right. You know, do the automatic, trying to get the paper towel to come out. So, you know, it comes out. And, you know, it's the brown, hard stuff. I guess I could have went and got toilet paper. Anyway. But so I try to blow it out. And, It just won't come out. So, you know, what do you do when it doesn't come out? Get your old booger picking finger out and get it out. Like it's in your pocket. No. So I go, dunk, I go in there and I'm rooting around. And as I am, you know, I've got a hook in it, right? Ready to just pull it back into the boat. The door opens and a guy walks in and we're staring face to face, me with my finger up my nose and him with a surprised look on his face. And I thought, well, you know, we're already here, you know, let's see where it goes. And where it went was outside. He turned around and left me standing with a finger in my nose. Like, I think if I walked in on somebody, I would just keep walking in and be like, you know, whatever, he's got a booger. Who cares? And, you know, I got it and washed my hands and left. And he was standing outside. And when I walked by, he went in. I don't know what he thought I was going to do with the booger once I got it out. If he thought I was going to, you know, flick it at him, or, you know, try to shake his hand or something like that. But dude, I was just trying to get rid of it. And if you listen to this podcast by any chance, I apologize. No, fuck that. I don't apologize. I don't apologize for nothing like that. It's all human nature, baby. Anyway. I don't know. I think that's going to be it for this little short edition of the Randoms Podcast. Tell you what. Oh, you know what? I just remembered. We do this every week where we tell you guys to call the show. And there is the numbers right behind Matt. I will move it up to the top in real time so you can see it. It's 304-853-DUMB, which is 853-3862. And we don't get a lot of calls. We've had a few that, you know, we just couldn't get worked into the show, or they would, you know, for some reason we just didn't get them on the show. However, this week we got a good one, and it's from another podcaster that I will introduce here in just a moment. But let's take a listen to the voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Justin from Lizard Fly Podcast. I'm just here today to pose a little question for you. We all know guys like Shaq, a very tall, massive man, probably has a huge hug. That's probably a given. But how about somebody like Yao Ming? He's a 7-foot Asian player. But the Asian thing's what's throwing me off. You think he has just a medium-sized dong? Does it even out? Does he have a huge giant dong, or does he have a tiny penis because he's Asian? Just wondering, wanted to pose this little question to you. If it's too much for the randomness podcast, I understand, but thank you for having me on, guys.
Yep, and that was Justin from Losers for Life podcast. Make sure you go check them out. I will put a link down in the description to where you can find them. But thanks for calling in, Justin. You know, this is a good question, actually, because you do, you know, you think everybody talks about Shaq and how everybody's just like, you know, Shaq's dick is so big, and which is probably true. He's a huge man. He's got like size 21 feet or something, or 21 shoes. And I don't know if you've ever seen a foot that big, but it's impressive. But yeah, you think Yao Ming is, I mean, he breaks a stereotype of Asians of being, because he's so freaking tall. Generally, they're not tall. So is he breaking other stereotypes, like Asians have small penises? Does he have, is his proportionate to his incredibly large body? Or is it the standard Asian penis, which would make it extremely tiny on a body that size? That does pose a good question. But you think, like, with the Asian penis is being average, the average Asian penis is smaller, but he's a giant. Like you said, does it even out? So does it come out to be like an average, like American white guy penis? It's something I've never really thought about before. I mean, you always assume big guy, big dong. But that's not always the case. A lot of little skinny guys they've make up for it with penis size. I don't know. What do you guys think out there in the dummyverse? Dummyverse? The Army of Dummies. I like Army of Dummies better. I'm not saying Dummyverse anymore. It's Army of Dummies. What do you think? How big do you think Yao Ming's penis is? I don't know. Just put a number in the comments below. I'll know what it means. So anyway, Justin, thanks again for calling in. And if any of you would like to call in and get your voicemail on the show, like I said, call 304-853-DUMB. That's 3862. And we will do our best to get it on the show. Make sure you're going out and following us on, I'm gonna get rid of Shadow Matt, following us on Instagram, especially. We'll be starting to be post a lot more things out there. You can catch some of the 3-minute podcasts on there. So it's the Randomness Podcast, or at the Randomness Podcast on Instagram, at Randomness Pod on Facebook, and at Kev Random on Twitter. Make sure you're following all of our social media platforms. And if you're here for the first time, make sure you're hitting that subscribe button, liking this podcast, and leaving a comment. And most importantly, share with your friends. Tell them to come watch all the dumb crap that we do on the show. Not necessarily this one, But when we're a duo, when we're back to being a duo again, you know, things get a lot funnier. So, I think that's going to do it for this edition of the Randoms Podcast. You guys have some fun and stay dumb.